All right. Well, since we are live, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Crockcast Reptile Ramblings. It's been a minute.
It's been too long.
Yeah. But welcome to Reptile Ramblings number 4. Me and Bryant are back at it again to talk about all things herps and herp related. And today's kind of special because I'm actually going to be doing a bit of a recap of my adventures down in Costa Rica a little more than a week ago.
Yeah, this is going to be a big one, folks. If you are just listening, definitely recommend to tuning into the video to this because this is going to be good. I'm really excited to talk with Nate on his recent venture.
Yeah, so I'll be showing a lot of pictures on here. So if you're listening later on audio, I highly recommend coming back and actually watching it. That way you can actually see the pictures we're talking about instead of hearing us go, "Oh, wow, look at the pretty colors."
That's going to be mostly on my end. Just like, just drooling over what Nate has explored and seen.
Yeah. Kind of unfortunately, I only did this trip solo, so Brian wasn't there. So it mostly just be me talking to him, unfortunately. So if I sound like a bit smug, that's unintentional. It's just...
It's definitely intentional, but hey, man, I was there in spirit, so I saw everything you saw.
Yeah. All right, so before we actually dive into that, let's do a little recap on both our ends. Brian, anything new with you?
No, slow and steady. I guess with the Chinese keen rat snake that I got from a Kluberfest from the Zirkles, she's growing well and steady. She still hasn't shed. It was just wild, but not terribly surprising because it seems like there are species that don't really shed that often. Like, say, take your king snakes. I mean, how many times have they shed for you? Do you know?
Once, maybe twice, but I think it once.
Okay.
Also, yeah. some of them when I got them were right at shedding point. So that's okay, maybe the ones that shed twice. Yeah.
Yeah, so technically twice, maybe calling on a third time. But yeah, she has not shed yet, but she has grown somewhat considerably. She's definitely getting more of that, you know, I guess, adult pattern going on. But still, I mean, still a small snake, but surprising seeing her grow so fast.
And on my end, yesterday afternoon, I made a quick run down to the Columbus Reptile Expo they have going on down there, the All-Ohio Reptile Expo. Ooh. And I had to work early in the morning, so I wasn't able to get there till 2:30, and the event closes at 3:00. So oof. I wasn't really able to browse stuff. I had to get one thing and one thing only, and that was a new rack of bigger tubs so I could actually move the king snakes into them. So they're getting bigger now. They're going to need a bigger home, so I had to get them a bigger home. They're not moved in there yet. I'm probably going to do that sometime tomorrow evening. I'm thinking maybe tonight, probably tomorrow evening, move them into their new homes.
I mean, well, it's good you got it just, you know, because they are growing. Because, I mean, it's been a couple months now. Robin, Amy there? Because they usually vend that show, don't they?
Yeah, I saw them there, but I was just in such a hurry. I didn't really have a moment to stop by. So.
No, sure. But it's cool, though. They live in Ohio as well, don't they?
I think they live in the Columbus area, if I can recall correctly.
Yeah, that's pretty neat, man. You got legends living in your state.
Yeah.
You know, I guess to piggyback off that, you know, the last time we saw each other and all things was actually back on my home turf here in Illinois.
Yeah, why Snake Road.
Yeah. And you got to experience the pilgrimage of going there.
Yeah. Kind of wish we could get around to it, but talk about that. But honestly, there is so much to talk about today that kind of made the audible to switch over to this.
Yeah, I was convincing Nate behind the scenes. I was like, you know what? You know, Costa Rica is such a big beast. You know, we can, you know, I'm here locally. I can tell you all there is to know for the most part about Snake Girl. So we'll just do that later down the line, if not the next episode. So you guys can stay tuned for that, but for this episode it's gonna be all about Nate.
My least favorite subject.
Well, it's your point of view, buddy. So I'm excited to get into this. I'm chopping at the bits.
All right. go ahead and get some photos set up. But yeah, I flew in on November 2nd, so that was a Friday. Yeah, and actually, we flew over Nicaragua first. That's just the way the flight path worked. So we actually saw the Lake Nicaragua and the island in the middle of it. So
wait, did you go to Miami and then?
I went to Houston, actually, and then. So, yeah.
Okay. It's a little different, sure.
But
when I go to Panama, typically it's a Miami flight, Miami connected flight.
The thing is, both the guys, one of the guides, he lives out in Utah. He actually flew into Miami and then down there. The other guy lives in Dallas, so he just hopped on from DFW and hopped down. So,
sure, okay. Oh, I mean, give a little more context. So you're talking about these guys. So you went on what, a tour? Guided tour.
So that kind of helped because I don't know that much about moving around Costa Rica, if I'm being honest. That was my first time out of the country. So one thing they don't tell you about going down there is the driving culture. They drive so much more aggressively here than down there than in the States. The worst state in the U.S. is not yet comparable to Costa Ricans at how aggressive they can be.
Yeah, it's definitely a culture shock.
So, but landed in San Jose, got through customs and immigration, all that stuff. You know, loads of fun. Didn't have anything to smuggle, so there wasn't any.
You didn't get the red light on you, or is it the green light that they take you aside?
I don't know. I didn't see any lights. So
okay.
Fluorescent lights, but nothing multicolored.
Yeah, usually I think it's a red light for every, and it's random. Every red light, they stop you and they pull you aside and they do a deep dive on you, like why are you here? What's going on? So that's good. You didn't get that. Happened
to you. Lucky me. But on the first night, I was staying at the Arenal Lodge, which is a little bit outside this town of La Fortuna. It has this amazing view of the Arenal volcano. But on the way up there, about, I'd say, an hour out of where we were going, there's a car pulled off, a tour bus pulled off on the side, and we saw kind of something on the side. And one of the guides first thought it was like maybe an anteater that was, you know, kind of standing its ground, something like that. So we pulled over to take a look at it, and nope, it was this
anteater.
Big male green iguana.
Oh man, yeah, big old macho. Look at that. Look at that dewlap on that thing.
Yeah, el hombre. So.
No, man, macho, but your Spanish is good. You said La Fortuna, right? You said, yeah, man, you definitely practice.
I know five words, and I practice the crap out of those five words.
And half of those are food related.
Very important. Very important.
Yes. Yes. No, but this is sweet. So what? This is like your first herp in Costa Rica, or?
Yeah, first herp. Was this iconic thing?
It is iconic. And regal. I think many people forget just how cool looking green iguanas are, especially the males, just because we take it for granted.
And also the majority of the ones you see are little itty bitty babies at a pet store or something like that.
Yeah, and then they have, you know, the terrible reputation, which is relatively well deserved, of not being the best pet lizard.
Yeah, that's, you know. Then we kept on moving out of, and we got actually to the Arenal Lodge, and see.
So give me a perspective on geography. So what, you were like in central, were you close to the capital, San Jose, or were you
like, it was like a 2-hour drive north of San Jose.
So closer to the Atlantic. Were you ever like, close to any of the oceans at all?
Actually, we were. I was both close to both of the oceans, but actually pulling up Google Earth so I can actually show where it was.
No sweat, but okay.
So, let's see here.
Mm-mm. How did it feel when you first landed? Was it pretty humid? Was it like tropical?
It was fairly humid, but at the same time, San Jose is kind of up in the hills, so it's a little bit cooler.
Okay.
Let's see if I can get this. There we go. So, yeah, La Fortuna, that's where we were at. Big lake right there, and there you actually see the volcano.
Wow. Arenal. Cool.
Yeah, so that's where
is an active volcano?
Yeah, it is. It actually has quite a few hot springs around it, and that's actually a bit of a tourist destination because of that.
Very neat. So, good soil. Rich volcanic soil, I guess.
It last had an eruption, I think, back in, like, it said, like, 2000, 1999, something like that.
Oh, it's relatively recent.
So, yeah, I think you can kind of see it on this side. It's a little bit ashier.
Yeah. Oh, that's neat, man.
And then there's a lake. Lake Arenal. Well, drove along that on occasion. So I think the lodge was probably, I want to say, somewhere up around here. I have to look it up on Google Maps or something like that. But, yeah, so that was our first three nights we stayed at the lodge, which had this great view of the volcano. Which, let me see if I can pull up an act. Let's see here. There we go. Yeah, but that's the drive from between La Fortuna and the lodge. Just look over and you see this perfectly cone-shaped volcano just sitting there.
Slowly shrouded in the clouds.
Yeah. We actually got kind of lucky in that we had a couple of days where it was basically almost no clouds around us, so you could actually see the full shape of the volcano.
Yeah. What is that? Like a little restaurant? Cool. It's a cool drive.
Yeah. And then first night on the lodge, on the balcony over the lodge.
Another icon.
Red Eye Tree Frog. So,
wow.
I was really hoping to see that. I had no idea how common or rare those things were. Fortunately, they're actually very common. It turns out a lot of hotels and lodges down there actually try and cultivate these guys on their properties because they're so popular with guests.
Yeah, that's what I hear. But yeah, another icon. Look at the blues on the sides. Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice, too.
But kept going. Just like first night was basically just hiking around the lodge. And first Costa Rican snake was this cloudy snail eater.
Oh, a Cibon, right? Yeah, the Cibon. Yep. Nice.
And turns out this is probably the most frequently seen snake of the entire trip. They're pretty common.
Common, but what a great snake to be common. They you say like a clouded.
Yeah.
Snail sucker snake or whatever. They're cool.
Snail eater,
Kind of got like that marbled galactic look to them. I don't know how to describe it. It's cool.
Yeah. Very nice. And again, from what the guys told me, we're kind of lucky in that area in that the colors are a bit more distinct. Other parts of the range are a lot more blurred and murky looking.
Okay. Nice, different phenotypical variation. Really cool snake. That was like the first night hike, you said, along with the red-eyed.
Yeah, that actually saw, at least towards the end of the hike, a lot of other stuff. Like my one big target species that I knew I just had to see on this trip, and that was the eyelash viper. So, Bothriacus schlegelii.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, isn't this like a garden phase or whatever? It's cool.
In total, I think I saw a total of like four different color phases of eyelash.
Wow. You know, we talk about rat snake taxonomy. I don't even want to talk about these guys' taxonomy, even though, what is it more clear cut? I don't want to get into it, but this is cool.
I kid you not, like a week before I went down there, I saw a paper saying they're actually split Schlegelia up into a bunch of different species, and I didn't get a chance to read or memorize it. Because, in all honesty, it's a newly published paper. There's a really good chance that thing would have been completely overturned by the time I got back from the trip. So,
hey, I'm in the same camp, buddy. I don't know the mess with that, but very cool, very iconic. And you're right, you cannot go to Costa Rica and not see these guys.
Yeah, so that was a bit more the greenish phase. And I will almost call this one like a lichen phase almost. And these were on the same property too. It was like not even a kilometer apart from each other.
Yeah, definitely lighter. Nice looking. And they're small guys, you know, I think people know they're small vipers, but they don't realize that they are pretty proper small.
Yeah, they really are just so. They're almost garter snake size. I wouldn't say they're heavier body than garter snakes, but they're almost like garter snake size. If that makes any sense.
Sure, garter snake, or maybe copperheadish, maybe a little thinner, or a leaner copperhead. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. But also got lucky and seen a stick bug. So,
yeah, tropical bug. Diversity is always cool. Is that blue that is showing?
Let's see.
It looks like it's blue, green, or something. That's cute, cool, the hues on there. It looks like it's almost bioluminescent or something. That's pretty cool.
Then also it's big old mask tree frog as well.
Similisca or whatever. Yeah, they're cool looking frogs. So, I mean, did you experience any rainy days or nights or?
Yeah, it's pretty much every day had like a rain squall go through, but also it was like periodic rain. It was like on and off, so to speak.
Yeah, that's very typical for down there. Oh,
and that was another big target of mine, is these blunt head snakes.
Yeah, Hematodes. Yes, they're cool. Did you get to? They're so light; they don't feel like anything when you have them in your hands.
They really don't. I made the joke that this thing is probably 2 foot long, and you could probably wrap it all the way around my finger, and still have a bit more fingers left to spare. They're that thin.
Yeah. Did it musk you? I had one musk.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go on.
Yeah, it did musk me and like the other guy, but it got the other guy worse than me. So.
Okay, their musk is weird. I wasn't particularly fond of theirs.
I'm not particularly fond of any musk, but it's like,
except garters.
It's like, musk, Benedetto di A. the new fragrance for men.
Musk de serpiente.
Yeah.
Cool. They're goofy. Very goofy. Yeah.
I made the joke that this is how your mom looks at you when she catches you on the Nintendo at 3 a.m. So,
we forever. Oh, man.
And that's then we saw another species of snail eater, which I can't remember its name off the top of my head. I feel I should have brought my book along with a note and everything, but this guy was actually missing his eye, one of his eyes.
Yeah, I was going to say it's odd looking. Wow.
So,
but poor again, fella. The pattern. Pattern's unreal. Yeah.
And this picture's a little blurry, but I think it just has a really interesting belly color as well.
It's like a mix of what? Like rat snake, water snake. That was an interesting venture.
Yeah. It's like bright green with like cinnamon saddles with black lining of saddles. Then almost like Xbox green almost.
Yeah, I would say I've never seen a color like that on a snake. That's very particular. Wow. So pretty arboreal, I guess.
Yeah, that guy was fairly decent up the trees, but not quite as high up as this cat eye snake we saw. That guy was way up in the trees. We gave him a rude awakening that evening. So we managed to climb up.
Okay.
Yeah, climb up, bend the limb all the way down, try and grab him. So
that's cool. Yeah. Was it flaring? Was it flaring its head like that?
Yeah, just casting in that picture, flaring. Yeah. Gee, I wonder what they call a cat eye snake.
Oh, I don't know. It's elliptical. That's not cat eyed.
Yeah.
That's cool. But, was it kind of medium sized? They're not terribly big, right?
Yeah, he was probably 2.5, 3 foot, I want to say.
Yeah, that's good size. Now,
maybe more 2.5, I guess. But
still, that's good size. Oh man, they're cool looking. They kind of give off maybe liar snake vibes a little bit, but
I'm so glad you brought up liar snakes. I'm going to be bringing up liar snakes here in a bit. So
stop. I'm jealous. No, those are cool. Cat eye snakes are cool. Yeah. Very, very diverse once you head south of Texas.
Yeah. And then finish off with an even greener color phase eyelash on that same property.
Man, that thing is just slick. It looks, you know, pun intended, hornier than the rest of the other ones you showed me so far.
Yeah, he's definitely got the spikes.
Yeah, for days. Wow.
And granted, this is maybe a kilometer at most away from the other ones, the other more lichen-y or mossy color ones. So it was like two almost very distinct color phases on the same property. But yeah, he wasn't even that far off the ground. He was basically on a little twig, like a foot or two off the ground. So,
okay. So it kind of puts to the notion that them being mainly bird eaters is like, well, maybe not just mainly bird eaters.
I was going to say, I think they'd be more like tree frogs and anoles be bulk of their diet, if I had to take a guess.
I mean, it is.
But the other ones were higher up in the trees, so.
Interesting. It is pretty. Oh, and let's see the dorsal shot of that guy just to get like, man, that is a wide looking head.
Yeah, very viper looking head.
I wonder why. Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like they're relatives or something.
Yeah. I wonder if they have heat pits.
Yeah. And we tried to do some road cruising. Road cruising was so weird that trip. We basically saw almost next to nothing road cruising. Almost everything we saw was through hiking. But we had the biggest tragedy of them all. DOR Costa Rican coral snake. And a big one too.
Does look big.
So.
Oh my goodness.
And was fresh.
Oh no, dude. You don't have to zoom in. It's so sad.
It's so sad. So I made the joke that I got smittied on that one. So
you did. That's weird, man. I do hear that tropical road cruising is hit or miss, but it's interesting you didn't pull too much.
The thing is, the guys who've been down there way more than I have said this, it was a really weird low turnout from their experience in Costa Rica. So who knows?
I mean, that's the beauty of herping. Anything can go, anything can happen.
But yeah, that's the view from the dining room of the lodge.
So. That is a pretty sweet view, dude.
I will say, I will do free advertising for that lodge. That lodge is a cool place. So,
yeah, man, put them on.
But yeah, like, so went hiking around the property during the day. Saw some like wild ginger plants. So that's what ginger looks like. That's its flower. So maybe that's why they call red-haired people that. Who knows?
Did you give it a squeeze, man? You're supposed to give those a squeeze.
I actually did not give them a squeeze, but.
Oh, dude, you gotta get juice.
Also saw plenty of these, what they call like dramatic mimosa, or what do they call it?
Touch me plants.
Yeah. It's like, a guy was with, oh yeah, it's a dramatic mimosa. And it's like, oh yeah, that's what I call my tia after 1 2 minutes, like drinks a bunch.
It's a good one. I'll keep that one in mind. That's funny. I did not know they were native to Central America. That's cool. Very cool.
Then yeah, that's a more clear view of the volcano during day. So it's one of the few volcanoes where it's an actual perfect cone almost.
I used to know my volcano types, so I can't even tell you. That's beautiful looking.
Then next night, again, starting off in the right around the lodge, literally the backyard of the lodge, another red eye. And it had a series of ponds and water bodies on there, which had this big old smoky jungle frog in it.
Dude, no, that's epic. What an epic species.
The big chungus of central of tropical American aquatic frogs.
Picking frog, some would say. I don't know. I don't know what they call them that, but.
But yeah, then we went to another property that had some trails on it. So that's where we saw some more frogs being made.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's so many frogs and toads that I really need to just go through and identify, because there's so many nondescript little gray frogs that all over the place there.
And almost all of them are like under Crogaster or something like that.
Yeah.
Moana, just nonsense.
But while we're hiking that second property, we saw this Brazilian wandering spider that apparently had gone into a rough situation at one point recently.
Yeah, what a survivor, but still trucking along. Was it decent size or?
Yeah, he's pretty big. So,
yeah, looks big. My God.
That's one thing I would never mess with. Because they're apparently their venom, but they are like one, if not the most lethal species of spider on the planet. And their venom has, from what I've been told, a Viagra like effect. So, not only do you die shamefully. So,
no, you die happy. You die happy.
If you get bit by one of those things, if it's like that for 4 hours or more, call a doctor. So,
or don't and have fun with it. But hey, yeah, that's cool. Cool. I've heard like wandering spiders are pretty toxic.
Yeah.
Oh, and you got some tarantulas.
Yeah, I saw a couple of tarantulas. And on that same tree, also saw this turnip tail geckos.
No, they're awesome. Oh, man, like a carpet. Oh, pretty sizable geckos.
Yeah.
And, what species of gecko is this? Turnip tail.
Wow. Sleeping on knoll, classic sleeping on knoll.
Yeah, it was literally on the barbed wire right next to the tree. I was just turning around and I just looking, saw on barbed wire. I was like, "Hey, Jay, look." It's like, "Oh yeah." So,
yeah, also, I love that.
Also, then we actually hiked on the dirt trail through the jungle, and we saw this whip scorpion that looked like it was stalking this probably wolf spider by looks of it. Before our presence spooked him off.
Yeah, how the turntables have turned.
Yeah. And then we got to the Geophis on the trail. So
yes.
If you guys follow my Instagram, my personal Instagram, I posted this guy up a few days ago. And that was with my an actual DSLR camera, so I got the lighting just right on him. So I got, in those pictures I posted, I got him looking all pretty and stuff.
No, man, it was already pretty. You just set it up properly and you have the right equipment. I mean, this is a great looking snake.
Yeah. But wow. For those of you who are listening, these things are jet black on top, about a third way down their body, maybe a quarter way down their body. They start having this almost alternating red and black checkerboard pattern almost. But then the belly is actually really almost pure white. So
really?
Yeah, you can kind of see it on this picture a little bit.
Just a bit, yeah, wow.
Yeah, but then we saw plenty of cane toads. Didn't mind that because those guys are actually native there.
Mm-hmm. Keep native species native. Ooh, another little baby.
Sibon,
yeah. Pretty, very pretty.
That's a face only a mother could hate.
Hopefully not.
And then last snake we saw that night road cruising was this red coffee snake.
Nina. Very nice.
Yeah. Then let's see here.
So don't these don't the coffee snakes that kind of mimic what is it, young Musaranas and like a lot of young colubrids kind of have this color.
I think coffee snakes are dipsadids, but I could be wrong.
I think you're right.
You're right, their head shape does resemble Musarana. Think about it.
Just a tad bit. Cool though, dude. It's awesome.
Oh, I messed up. If this wasn't the last thing we saw that night. That's the last thing we saw road cruising. That's basically the only thing we saw road cruising that night. But we also saw this like metamorphizing like leopard frog or something like that.
Huh.
So that a bit of a tail.
Yeah, flat looking tail.
Yeah. And then the terror of the tropics, the terciopelo.
Thank you for using that name, terciopelo. Cool, cool. Did you figure it out? Is this Aatrox they have, or is it
Asper? Wow.
Asper. I think it's Asper.
So, yeah, but that guy, we had missed a couple of road cruising because it's like stop and try and get over, and they just go straight off the road, pretty much. And I don't know about you, but I don't feel like chasing through the woods after one of the most dangerous snakes in the world. So,
no, I hear Bothrops are no joke.
Yeah. And that they were telling me that these things strike first, strike fast, and strike often when they feel defensive. So,
sure.
Compared to an eyelash, it just basically just sits there and kind of looks at you.
It's like comparing a small arboreal cottonmouth with like a speedy, more deadly copperhead in a way.
I guess so. But unfortunately, I think this guy was actually kind of sick because, you know, that's a very normal looking face right there. And for those who don't know, in English and I guess probably French speaking countries as well, instead of being called terciopelos, these guys referred to as a fertilance. So.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you look at the other side of his face, it's just something nasty going on there.
Oh man, yeah, real funky. Oh,
it is gross looking. But I think it probably has some sort of infection, subcutaneous infection on the side of his face by the looks of it. Who knows? Maybe like a rodent bit him or something like that. Maybe got like a splinter get really deep underneath there or something like that. Who knows?
Something, but yeah, he's even looking a little, I guess, underweight, you know?
Yeah.
Very nice, man. That's one thing I've wanted to see in the tropics, something Bothrops, but that's really nice. You got to see one or a few.
Yeah. But we also saw on that trail that was like, not a few, 200 yards after we saw the earth snake, the Geophis, we also saw this Costa Rican coral snake alive.
Oh, redemption. Redemption.
Yeah, so I made a joke that one night it got Smitty, the next night it got de-Smitty. So.
Dismythified.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Smitty, I love you, but joke's too easy to make.
Oh, I think he's found a few now, thankfully, but. Dude, Negrosynthus, right? This is cool.
Muscitensis.
Is it Muscitensis? Okay. Wow. Oh, man. Immaculate, that venture.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's all these all over the place during the day. Is these amoebas.
Amoebas. Yes, yes.
Then the next night.
Well, look at that chunker, that. Cane toad right there. It's not bad.
So that was the second night. The third night, let's get this shown right. Yeah, that's it. The third night, we went from La Fortuna all the way up to the northwest to Santa Rosa National Park.
That's a drive. That's a trek.
It's like a two and a half hour drive. So we did stop in the small little town of Cajiquil, I believe, or is it? It was somewhere around there. One of the towns around that we stopped at a local restaurant. So got a little bit bite to eat, waited for it to actually get dark, and went in there Then we went driving the main road through Santa Rosa looking for the Central American rattlesnake, Crotalus simus, I believe it is.
Okay. And, you know, for context for people that aren't used to, I guess, tropical herping, or they don't live anywhere subtropically here in the States, you know, most of your herping gets done by, like, you know, evening to like well past night, you know?
Yeah. And that's something, if you don't know, you don't know, but the closer you get to the equator, the shorter the amount of dawn and dusk you have. Like 5:30 there, you can tell the sun is getting low, it's starting to get a little dark. But if you're from the Midwest, you would assume you probably have like another hour or two of daylight. Then 6 o'clock comes around and it looks like the sun has never even risen before. It's that dark. So,
well, it starts to even out more. You start to have more of that 12 and 12 daylight cycle, day and night cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was at, it was in Santa Rosa that we saw this big old cane toad.
That is a chunk, man. It's a chunk.
And we actually, spoiler alert, we actually didn't see any rattlesnakes, unfortunately. Thing is, Santa Rosa is actually a seasonal dry forest, and it was the wettest any of the guys there had ever seen it. Like, each side of the road was just waterlogged, like, basically had canals on both sides where it was just dry the last time they were there.
Hmm.
So, but we also did see this juvenile spiny tail iguana up in a tree.
Nice. Very vibrant.
And managed to get him down. And I totally did not handle this thing inside the bounds of the national park. Wink, wink.
No, never. No. Man, it is nice looking, though.
Yeah. Great. But like I said, you brought liar snakes earlier.
It did.
With Central American liar snake, which is Trimorphodon quadruplex. Yeah, quadruplex. That's the species. And this guy,
one looks like a chunk.
He is a chunk. He was big, too. He's probably 4 foot, so.
Which is just unreal, because that's bigger than any liar snake species in the state. In the States.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's almost like a freaking boa at that size.
I legitimately at first thought it was a species of rat snake.
I can see that. I can see that, the face and all.
Yeah.
Wow.
But for those who don't know, if they're called liar snakes after the instrument, not CNN. It's a little joke. It's a little joke. Calm down. Anyways. But you can see on the top of the head, this is a V pattern if you're watching. They have a V pattern on top of their head, like the lyre, like the, you know, the lyre instrument, hence the name. And these guys, their genus name, Trimorphodon, actually refers to them having three different sets of teeth, because these are a rear fang. So.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't want to get bitten by these guys. I've heard reports, you know, secondhandly of people getting bitten. It's not the best case.
Fortunately, I did not get bitten by this guy, so that's good. But yeah, then, you know, just your classic road cruising pick. And then we actually left Santa Rosa a little early and drove back to La Fortuna and went on a hike on one of the trails around the lodge. And it was a bit late, so I was getting tired, but we did see this Hoffman's earth snake. So it's been Geophis Hoffmanni.
Mm.
Or is it Kaufmanni? No. Yeah, I'd look it up.
It's an earth snake.
Yeah, but I would have gotten more pictures of him. The thing is, I went down to pick him up, and I just slightly touched him, and this thing literally threw himself off the ground, flailing around like a rag doll, flailed completely off the path, got a little bit of soft earth and went straight down.
That's how it is. And I mean, some of these fossorial snakes, you touch them and they just lose their minds, you know. Very iridescent though. Nice. It has quite the sheen on it.
Yeah. Then, let's see here. Was anything else I saw? Okay, that was and we saw like one last coffee snake that night on a little bit of a late night road cruise. See if we could just get lucky on something, but oh, we did see a DOR Harlequin snake, unfortunately, but
Harlequin snake, I'm not.
They might be called like Force Flame Snake. I have to look it up.
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, let's see here. Nice thing about being on the internet is you can look almost anything up.
The world is at your fingertips.
Yeah. The new age. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's called a Force Flame Snake, Oxyropus pectoralis.
Yeah.
Petalarius.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, those are cool too.
But unfortunately, the one we saw there was DOR.
Still. Take it to account for what it is, but it's just the name of the game. Some things will be alive, some things won't be.
Yeah. Okay, and that was the end of the third night. So after that, let's see here. Self-oriented. We left La Fortuna and drove down to Guapiles. And there's this eco lodge down south of there that we did a little hiking on. And that's where we saw some other stuff. Let's see here.
Okay. I like other stuff. Other stuff is cool.
Yeah, I saw some still to be ID tree frogs I need to look into. But one of the big finds was these crown tree frogs. I think it's Athenica spinosa, I believe is the scientific name.
Okay. Yes, but these are popular with as herpers alike, you know. People want to see these. Wow. Very odd looking, but cool. I mean, I was telling Nate earlier, very alien looking, those kinds of frogs.
Yeah. And I got kind of lucky in getting a few good pictures of this guy with like my D80, my parents' D80 camera, the camera I ordered didn't arrive yet. So kind of bummed out. But yeah, managed to get a picture of that guy. So.
Oh, so you did this with like an older Nikon, you said, the D80?
Whatever. Yeah.
Dude, I mean, DSLR for the win. I mean, tried and true, right? I mean, if you just get the lighting right and whatnot, you can make some really nice shots like these.
Yeah, I just got lucky with the flash and ISO settings.
Yeah. Well, it looks like you used the diffuser, like, you know, like I know I recommended some to you. I don't know what you did, but
yeah, I got a certain type of diffuser that you just latch on.
Yeah,
so that really helped out.
It does. It does make a difference. Wow, nice photo. Yeah, guys, go on Nate's page. Give him like a follow.
But we also saw these. We also managed to at the very end of the hike see another Force Flame Snake. That, let's see here. So,
oh my goodness, wow,
you kind of see why where they get their name from.
Yeah, it's like a row of flames along its flanks.
Yeah, but from there, we went the next day from Guapiles. We drove all the way down to Cajita. And down there is the Bushmaster Project. Unfortunately, they had stopped tracking Bushmasters, so we didn't see any Bushmasters. But in the nearby area, we went down a trail and got lucky in seeing these strawberry dart frogs.
Whoa. Whoa.
And in case you're wondering, that's not his actual coloration. That's just a leaf on his back. So,
dude, it's blood red.
What they don't tell you about photographing dart frogs is that they never, ever stop moving. It was so frustrating.
Yeah, they don't. And they're small. I mean, for the most part, they're small. Yeah. Very small animals.
But we went to the Bushmaster Conservancy, look for some stuff. They're like, oh, yeah, we saw tracking Bushmasters. Well, you can go on a hike around the trails we have. It's like, okay, guess we'll do that, see if we get lucky. And we kind of did. Not for Bushmaster, but for something else. We managed to get lucky. Very beginning of the hike, we saw this false tree coral.
Huh. Oh, is this Erythrolamprus?
Might be. I had to look up the species name again.
Yeah, I think that's a genus. I think it's Erythrolamprus. But dude, that is a really good mimic. That would have fooled me.
Yeah. Fortunately, it's a mimic because I actually did bite one of the guys a couple of times. Actually did bite me as well. So fortunately, it's just. You also saw the short-nosed vine snake down there.
Wow! Look at that. That's real green.
And glass frogs. That's one of the species frogs. Several different species of glass frog. On the entirety of the trip.
Oh, dude! There's no way. Wow.
Then
come on.
I kid you not. I was like, oh great. The end is like almost towards the end of a 6-hour hike, and I had run out of water. And I was cranky, getting kind of cranky. We saw it's like, oh great. I went to get my camera out of my backpack. I didn't have a waterproof backpack, so the sweat from my back got into my bag, caused the humidity to go so high that my camera stopped working. So I wasn't able to use a DSLR, I just had to use the phone on this guy. But even my phone's camera could not diminish his beauty.
No, I mean, that's just such a highlighter at night. And it just looks like it's in an ambush or something.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
So, and then at the very end of this long 6-hour hike, we got lucky in the... There's like this really fit German couple behind us that they're on this hike just for glass frogs. And they're in a lot better shape than us, so they actually still had energy. The rest of us, even the guy who was guiding us through this trail, we just all had our lights facing the trail, just shuffling along. And they just looked back over the side like, oh, hey, boa, big one. And lo and behold, boa constrictors slithering off the trail. So.
Wow, what a big example, too, in an adult.
So I managed to get my hands on her. Probably a her, based on her size.
Yeah, nice and personal. Wow, dude. So your life for boa. What a specimen.
At first, I thought they were saying, when I said boa, big boa, I thought they meant like a big tree boa. Turns out, not a tree boa, something else.
No, proper.
I would have been really happy with a tree boa as well, so. Yeah. I love tree boas.
No, but for your first boa, man, it has to be the proper boa.
Yeah. Oh, and I forgot to mention at the Guapiles where we found those crown tree frogs. We also saw an eyelash viper that was kind of this orange brown color phase.
Yeah, man, you weren't joking about the phenotypic variations. Very different, all of these. Very different.
And like last night was in San Jose. They went to this one place that they said size stripe vipers, Botryarchis bilineata, I think is their species name.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was just raining so much that there was no chance of seeing them. So, and I can't tell you the location because I was told to keep it kind of hush hush. So,
oh, good. Some places need to be hush hush.
Yeah. But that is one of the eyelashes from the first night.
Yep. Very pretty one. But yeah, you just can't beat that classic yellow phase eyelash. It's just something so iconic. I think it's because, you know, growing up, you would see them in you know, children I guess hurt books or just, you know, animal books.
They're the type of snake you put on the cover of a hurt book.
They are. And they have been. They have been.
Yeah, but that's a more orange brown face. Eyelash again.
I can see you definitely use your camera on this one.
Yeah, the lighting just didn't work out on this one, unfortunately.
No, I mean, that was so good. That's a good photo. That's good. Nice profile.
Yeah. But that pretty much sums up Costa Rica in a really abbreviated sense.
Well, I'm curious, man. Do you know your species list? Like, how many species do you think you totaled?
Probably about 30, if I go thoroughly through the amphibians and all the frogs, stuff like that.
Dude, that's so proper. That's not an easy feat, because people don't realize, yes, biodiversity increases the closer you get in the neotropics and tropics, but abundance-wise, kind of drops, relatively speaking.
Yeah, that really is the case.
Yeah, so sometimes, you know, and you know, it's not the poo-poo on guided tour companies. I mean, I personally would want to use one, and I probably will in the future.
Yeah, so I highly recommend those guys, actually. So, Jerry and Pixton, Jay Murder, I believe their website is herping.com. Just look it up sometime if you want to look for a guided tour. They're good guys to go with.
Yeah, I definitely might look into it. Or I try to swing you guys to come to Panama, see if we can find some tour companies in Panama.
Yeah, but they're doing some others. They might not do Costa Rica next year, but they might do Arizona next year. So I'm thinking of going Arizona next August. Man.
Okay, man. Keep me in the loop. Arizona's awesome.
All right. You want to finish anything off with any other points?
So, I mean, I was curious. So, no crocodilians whatsoever. Like, not even.
Unfortunately, no.
Inkling. Okay.
Unfortunately, no. I'm had to wait on another trip to check off a cutest finally. So.
Well, hey man, December's around the corner, but. Again, I kid. The funds, I don't think, are here for that. But it will come to you someday, whether it's a cutis or crocodilus, whatever, you know, caiman.
Yeah.
It will come to you soon, man. But what an epic adventure. And like I was saying, so you said there's like a older German couple that were there mainly for the
craft. They were young. They were just in really good shape. They're a young couple.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And that you've made, you know, connections and contacts for future reference or whatnot.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that's good stuff, man. That was a thorough photo guide into Costa Rica, at least some parts of Costa Rica. And you guys did bounce around quite a bit.
Yeah. Thing is, there are some stuff that we didn't manage to get a photo of. Like, I only caught a glimpse of it, but one of the other guys got a much more closer look at I think I call them like bicolor coral snake, the Macrurus bilent multifasciatus. Unfortunately, we were trying to get it out of the leaf litter. I only saw it flash around for like half a second and it just slipped away.
Gone. Yeah.
Those things, they're like the worms from Tremors. They just fly through the earth.
Yeah, they really do, man. They're tricky buggers, but it's good that you got to see one above surface. Not that species, but a coral snake.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, it's Tremors. Right. Yeah, I don't want to see any of the Tremor species in real life. That'd be a worst nightmare come true.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not worst nightmare, but
dream to some, even if it's for a couple fleeting moments. But good stuff, man. That was awesome.
All right. Well, if you're watching, thanks for tuning in. And if you're listening, thanks for listening in. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we will catch you on the flip.
Take care.